You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week on International Women's Day, three unions representing care and support workers delivered an open letter with over 9,100 signatures to Te Whatu Ora demanding urgent action on their pay equity claim. I speak to Public Service Association Delegate and Mental Health Support Worker Christy Cox about the current situation for care and support workers in Aotearoa and the significance of the letter being delivered on International Women's Day. What is the current situation like for care and support workers in Aotearoa, and what is the open letter to Te Whatu Ora demanding for?
So at the moment, care and support workers in Aotearoa work across mental health and addictions, care, disability and home help, and they've all been stuck on relatively low wages for the work that we do. And this open letter is calling for them to settle our claim that was raised last year so that we can be paid well and fairly and recognised for the work that we do for our really vulnerable members of the community.
In June 2017, the Care and Support Worker Pay Equity Settlement Act was passed, which gave workers pay rises between 15 and 50%, depending on their qualifications and experience. What has changed in the last 7 years that has caused these same workers to now call for urgent action on their delayed pay equity claim?
The settlement was vital for care and support workers and recognised that their pay is really important for us. That has expired now, and we asked government to continue that, and they said no. So that is where we've taken a pay equity claim to say we are being paid less than other industries who may be male-dominated, but with the same or similar responsibilities, but they get than a female-dominated industry like ours.
To kind of add on to that, this letter was specifically delivered on International Women's Day last week. Why that day?
Yeah, so we thought it was really significant to hand this letter over on International Women's Day because we are a female-dominated industry, and typically these caring industries like care and support work, where they are female-dominated, they're paid less, and they historically always have been. And we wanted to really kind of bring that to the forefront and say, you know, this is still happening in our modern society where women are paid less and treated less in these industries that are really, really vital. So we thought it was really pertinent to hand this letter over to Te Whatu Ora. You know, we're fighting for ourselves and we're fighting for all of our care and support workers and to be valued higher than we currently are.
What do you propose the future of care and support healthcare will look like if Te Whatu Ora does not meet these demands?
So it could be really, really difficult if this pay equity claim isn't settled, looking at getting second jobs or already have second jobs, which makes it really difficult for them to then continue to give everything to the work that they do. And we do, we give everything to the work that we do. We have a lot of love for the people we support, but it can be really tough if we can't manage our own well-being because we financially can't afford to do that. It's a really harsh reality, as that it could have a really significant impact on the people we support if we're not able to continue to do these jobs, and there could be significant loss of life, which is a hard thing to think about, but it is the stark reality that if this industry is bought its workers, it will have a hugely detrimental effect on vulnerable communities. Yeah, so there could very well be more staff who leave either for different industries within Aotearoa for the same pay or better pay, but with less responsibility or risk or emotional toll. What we're talking about isn't just about us as workers wanting more pay. We're just wanting to make sure that we can care for ourselves and be valued as workers so that we can continue to put this love and care into the people that we support. And it's about these really vulnerable people being valued as well, and them being valued enough to be cared for by workers who are valued by the government, because at the moment they're showing us that we're not valued, even though we were those essential workers over lockdown and putting ourselves at risk for these vulnerable people. But they want to acknowledge that very much at the moment.
That was PSA Delegate and Mental Health Support Worker Christy Cox speaking about the Care and Support Workers' open letter to Te Whatu Ora on International Women's Day last week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.